Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today we're interviewing Joel Fontanus. His book, My Life Contract, a 90-day program for prioritizing goals, staying on track, keeping focused, and getting results. This is a very interesting book, and I'm looking forward to this interview. Joel is known as a spiritual businessman. He's the vice president at Penguin Random House, and he is the co-author of The Prayer Chest. And so he has quite a list of accomplishments within publishing. And he's written a very interesting book on making a contract with life. Thank you, Joel, for joining us.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
So would you like to tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself? I didn't go all the way through your bio because I thought you might want to say a little bit about how you got interested in spirituality and the subject of your current book.
Yeah, sure. I've always been a spiritual kid. When I was growing up, I was the odd kid in Western Nebraska that would go to the library and check out books by Rumi and the mystics and things like that, to the point where The librarian eventually called my mom and said, do you know what your kid is checking out? And my mom thought it was like adult books. And when my mom found out, she said, oh, thank God. And so I was always a spiritual kid, and I usually say a spiritual and religious kid. And I've always been interested in books. So as my life moved forward, I thought those were two different pursuits. And as I moved forward in publishing, I also became a minister eventually. And eventually I recognized that they were two aspects of the same part of my interest, which is helping people to move forward in their life and really to access that deeper wisdom that's within them. And I noticed that the books that I was publishing by other people, the books that I was publishing by myself, the talks that I was giving, all were on the same theme. And so I pulled it all together, and so that's what I do now. I publish, I write, I talk, I give classes, and it's all about helping people get off the, take the pause off of their life and finally move forward.
You know, I think I'm beginning to understand why this book is so important. There's something that we forget as we go through day by day, you know, checking off our lists and getting all our chores done and you know, just attending to what's right in front of us. And that's that we have an incredible amount of spiritual help available to us that we forget that we actually have. And a lot of people, especially people who have no spiritual basis, just don't know this at all. They're ignorant of this fact. But more and more I'm learning that we have a large amount of spiritual help available, but there's one caveat, and that's that if you don't ask for help, they don't do anything except maybe protect you when you're in danger. So this book, My Life Contract, is really a contract with the spiritual help that is available, and it's a significant amount of spiritual help. And so that's why it's so exciting to see it put in a form that is able just to be done. You know, it's all laid out for the person. It can just be accomplished.
Yeah, well, I tried to make it really simple because I'm somebody who likes it instructions made simple and concepts made simple so that I can grasp them. And I think that one of the things that I really liked about this process, because this is a process that I developed over the years for myself, is that it helps us to stay focused on the things that are most important. And a lot of those are the spiritual qualities or the life purpose we're here to do, our main, you know, our main life goals to accomplish, because we can get so bogged down in day-to-day to-do lists and paying bills and all this stuff, and we forget sometimes what is really the most important things. And hopefully this book really keeps people focused on those priorities in life. Not to say that those other things aren't important. They are, but there's a balance and a prioritization that we need to make.
And Edgar Cayce said, energy follows thought. So every time you come back to something like a life contract, where you're really prioritizing and looking at what is in your highest priority and your next priority, and then keeping focused on that system, your energy is going to flow into that. I mean, that's how the universe works.
It does, and it's interesting. He said energy follows thought, and what I write about in my life contract is energy follows action. And
right.
Because a lot of times we say that we want our lives to be different or we want certain results in our life, but we stay in that wishing and hoping stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that when we take positive actions, and they don't have to be big positive actions, they can just be, you know, small steps each day, we actually do create that flow of energy in our life instead of stagnating or the energy just has nowhere to go. We now can move forward and really allow our lives to gain a momentum.
Yeah, that's the idea behind feng shui, you know, that if you mm-hmm. move things around in the room and put mirrors across from certain things that, you know, money flows into your life or, you know, relationships flourish or don't flourish, depending on if the energy is flowing or not. So
right.
It's very interesting. So tell us a little bit about what do you mean by a contract with life?
Well, with a contract with life, what I say in the book is when you have a goal or intention, and it can be tangible, like more money, which is how I kind of started this whole adventure 20-something mm-hmm. years ago. I was in so much debt. So it can be tangible, lose weight, find a love partner, or it can be intangible, like spiritual qualities, more peace, mm-hmm. more joy, something. But whenever right. you pick something to prioritize or to focus on and have an intention, you are entering into a contract with life. You are saying, this is now the thing I want to come true for me or that I want to move toward. Mm-hmm. And when you do that consciously, you and life conceptually work together as partners to make this thing happen. And I use the idea of a contract because I'm a businessman and
right.
you know, in my corporate day job, I deal with contracts all the time. Mm-hmm. And I see how effective they are to help people stay on track. Mm-hmm. You have certain responsibilities, and the other party has certain responsibilities. And that's
right.
true with us in life as well. Sometimes we mix up those responsibilities, but that's why I wrote the book, so that people got really clear about mm-hmm. the things that are their responsibility to do, so that they didn't have to waste time or spend time trying to do life's responsibilities when that's not ours to do.
Mm-hmm. That is important.
Yeah.
So so basically, you do have this underlying formula, and that's based on your own experience. Is that right? I mean, you've actually done this, so...
The
formula
I've,
behind this.
Right. The formula that I've done in this book is it's basically the result of trial and error for over two decades of my life. And mm-hmm. I kept refining it. You know, mm-hmm. when I began this journey, and I didn't know that it was a journey of awakening. It started mm-hmm. out where I just had a lot of debt. And
right.
I had almost $60,000 worth of personal credit card debt and 23 mm-hmm. active credit cards.
Whoa.
And so on the surface, yeah. it just looked like I was having financial difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
But what was really happening was that life was really speaking to me, saying it's time to really engage in your life and to learn things about yourself and to live a greater mm-hmm. adventure. And so I was really clumsy at first. I wish I had had this book when I began, because it would have saved me so much time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so I really began kind of trial and error to figure out what worked and what didn't work. This was really before a lot of the wave of, you know, current self-help and Oprah and all of those things. So I had to
right.
figure out a lot of this on my own. And what I kept doing as I moved through all of this was I kept just making it simpler and simpler. Because I kept finding that when I understood and easily grasped the ideas or the actions to take, I would do it. But when I would read a self-help book, for instance, and it would be 450 pages long and have 17 steps. And I would I would start the journey with gusto, but I would kind of lose my focus and energy very quickly because it was so complicated. So when people pick up this book, My Life Contract, I kept the theory part actually very short. And then the whole middle section is the workbook, because it's not about the theory of things, it's about the practice of these ideas. And so my encouragement always is for people to actually begin applying it to their lives as absolutely fast as possible. And that way we don't live in the idea of I know it, we live in the idea of I'm living it. And that's a completely different way to walk through life.
So in I'm reading some of the things in the section just before what does excellence look like, and it seems that some of the examples you're giving support the idea that when we shift, then everything shifts around us. And I'm talking about this debt situation where you gave your friend $10,000 to get out of debt, but then a few months later, she was back in debt $15,000 or something. And so it really does appear that we have to shift from within in order to change our circumstances.
Yeah, that section of the book, when I tell that story, I talk about it being a really valuable lesson, just of what you said, because originally when I began the journey, all I wanted was for somebody somewhere to write me a check for the full amount that I was in debt. And then I thought I would just pay the debt and it'd be over and I'd be debt-free forever.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is, what you said is absolutely true, that unless I had a shift in consciousness, unless I became a larger consciousness, I guess you could say, that nothing else would change. And so I had this story in the book where I didn't know that yet, but by the time I got out of debt and started having money and having a savings, a friend of mine had debt of $10,000, so I thought I'd give it to her. And she took it, and she was so excited, she paid off her debt. Within a year, she was in debt $15,000 and ended up declaring bankruptcy. And, you know, I never begrudged that, because I felt like I learned such a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
And I even say in the book that it only cost me $10,000 to learn it.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it's that idea that, and it ties into the idea of why people who are in debt, when they win the lottery and win, you know, $43 million or these crazy amounts of money, that studies show that most of them, within something like 3 to 5 years, not only have lost all the money, but they're in greater debt than they were before.
Yeah.
And it's because they didn't have that shift. They didn't become larger, so they couldn't hold the larger
amount.
They couldn't hold on. And that's true not just for money. You know, for anybody listening, it's not just money. It's true for love and career and health, certainly, in all areas of our life. So one of the concepts in the book is, in order to have more, we must first become more.
Right.
And
I learned a similar lesson. I was working for a plastic surgeon who was making, you know, probably several, I don't know, you know, probably over $5 million a year, and yet he never had any money. And I was making $200,000 a year, and I was rich.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just really hilarious. But I've always been that way. I've always generated enough money, no matter what my circumstances were. And so it doesn't really matter for me. I will always have money. I don't create scarcity.
Right.
And, but yet here he was making a lot more money than me, but never, you know, he and his family were outspending it.
You know, I know a lot of people who have fallen into that category, and they come to my workshops and they'll say, you know, I earn a huge salary and I am broke all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I doing wrong with my money? And I say, I'm not the person to help you figure out what to do with your money. I'm the person who helps you with your mind, your consciousness.
Right. How do you quit creating scarcity? I mean, that's what we're talking about, because they're actively creating scarcity.
Yeah.
And it's really true. No matter how much they make, they will still have no money.
It's true.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I would just say it's a daily journey.
It is, and really it's a journey of...
They
need your book.
They need my book, and you have to begin every day in that highest consciousness.
Right.
And it really does change your life. It shifts everything.
So you've included a 90-day goal tracker. So how does that work?
Well, what I teach is the first part of the book helps you to not just understand the concept, but then I lead people through a goal-setting exercise. And there's even a resource in the back for people who want even more help setting their goals. But once you really clarify your goals, and I say don't have more than three goals. In fact, mm-hmm. I usually recommend people just have one big goal at a time. And by goals, mm-hmm. I don't mean little goals like, you know, cleaning the kitchen.
Cleaning the kitchen,
like,
right.
Yeah. But I'm talking kind of the big goals that right. really consume our mind.
Yeah.
And then what I ask people to do, and that's the workbook part, is to begin each day taking just a few minutes, even 5 minutes, and mm-hmm. you think about the goals, the one goal, the two goal, or the mm-hmm. three goals that you have set, and you sit there and you think in a very quiet space, and you ask yourself, or life, if you will, mm-hmm. today, on this goal, what is mine to do for this goal? And you mm-hmm. really let your higher intelligence answer that question. And whatever mm-hmm. comes up, you write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, not spend more than 5 minutes total on this, or 10 if you really feel like you need it. And then spend the rest of the day doing those things that come up. And then at the end of the day, I say just take 5 more minutes. So it's 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, and just summarize. Just hold yourself accountable. Did I do them? What was the result? Mm-hmm. And you just write in very quickly what the results were, again, just in 5 minutes. And when we do this, when we begin and end our day in this very simple way, what happens is we're not beginning the day thinking about anything negative. We're not beginning the day turning on the TV and seeing the news. Mm-hmm. We're beginning the day at that highest place within us that is excited about the thing that we're moving toward.
Right.
And, you know, I had a woman recently in a workshop say, you know, how can I change my life? I wake up every day and I think about my problems, and all day long, I've just got my problems all day long. And I said, number one, don't start your day thinking about your problems. Begin your day by thinking about your opportunities, your goal, the thing that really makes you joyful and excited and mm-hmm. and want to get out of bed. You have enough time to think about the other stuff later. But when we just begin at that highest, it really is amazing. So I ask people to do that for 90 days and to really focus. And some people are skeptical because we have this idea sometimes in our culture, I think, that if it's not incredibly complicated, that it's not going to work. And this is not complicated, and yet I've now been teaching this method for so many years. It's not only worked for me, but it's worked for, I just can't even tell you how many people. And I see firsthand the results, and it's so simple, but it's so common sense. Just focus each day on the things that you want. And this is a method to help you do that.
Now, I see a lot of patients every day with real serious medical problems that are unknown to medicine. So, you know, we're talking about things that are mysteries. They've gone to 50 or sometimes even 90 doctors who don't know what they have.
Wow.
So if you've got something like that, have you seen any of your clients that you've helped, because obviously that would be their number one priority, is get their health
sure.
back.
Because yeah.
if they get their health back, then they get their finances back, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you lose everything when you lose your health.
That's true.
So do you have any stories or advice for people who have serious diseases that either medicine just throws up their hands, or that they honestly have no idea what's wrong with him.
Oh, gosh. A lot of people come who have really serious health issues to the workshops. And what
cancer,
they have found,
yeah.
Definitely cancer and but a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
What they have found using this process, they already know the things that they're supposed to do. They mm-hmm. know the things that their doctor said they should do.
Right.
They have all their pills laid out, or they have their regimen, or they mm-hmm. are doing a macrobiotic diet, or they're doing the, mm-hmm. you know, whatever regimen they're doing, they already know those things. What's valuable in this process for those people who are in real serious illness is it's a chance for them every morning to reconnect with their soul or their inner self to find mm-hmm. out what it wants. So, for instance, there was a woman who, this is a number of years ago now, and it was in another state than what I live in now. She came to a workshop. She was a great person. She was not married. She was in her 40s, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
She had a job. She was like high up in a company and kind of a man's world type job.
Mm-hmm.
And she really got along and with everybody, and everybody liked her a lot. She ended up coming because she had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she began doing the process. And what came up for her in these times in the morning, you know, where she would really just spend this short period of time accessing her soul, was to quit her job mm-hmm. and to buy a business in a town in the mountains. And it also was, it basically kind of moved her toward these things that she had longed to do all of her life. Long version short, she ended up, she didn't just quit her job that day. She was responsible, and she did it in a certain way. But she did end up actually quitting her job. She bought a small retail store, a gift store, in one mm-hmm. of those small towns up in the mountains that skiers go to a lot.
Right.
And she ended up falling in love with her life. She mm-hmm. really loved all the changes that was happening, and she ended up falling in love with one of the doctors on her team that was working with her, and they ended up getting married.
Mm.
And that all came about because she took the time, in addition to all the things that she did for herself in her health, she took the time every day to stop and listen to her own life.
Right.
Not what should I do, but just listen. And it would say, this is what I need as well.
Right.
This is where I'd like you to go. This is where your joy is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes we can get so consumed with severe situations or experiences of all kinds, health. Mm-hmm. Certainly when I had that a massive amount of debt and my salary was tiny, I felt like life was just suffocating me. When we get very consumed with things, sometimes we forget to stop and say, wait a second, let me reconnect with my soul and see what it has mm-hmm. to say. And our soul always, always, always points us back to our joy.
Yeah.
And our joy may not be where we're living or where we're working or who we're with in the moment. And we need to pay attention so that we can begin making shifts and changes because, as you said, health is the most important thing. But it's not just health. It's joyful living.
Right.
We want to keep bringing the joy in, and that's what this does. This is a way to mine the joy every day.
Now, you talk about life purpose, and you know a lot of people really don't know what their life purpose is.
Yeah,
you know, they have no idea. They're in a job they don't like. They're in a relationship that isn't going well. They just have no clue as to what their purpose is. How does this help them?
Well, I've got processes in the book for those people. I will say, at my workshops and classes, about half the people who show up know what they want to do, but what they say is, there are so many things that I want to do or accomplish that I don't know which ones to pick, you know, how to narrow things down.
Yeah.
And the other half say, I just have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say usually in workshops is those are kind of opposite ends of the exact same coin, and the result in both cases is the same result, which is there is no movement. So on one group, because they say there's so many things I could choose, mm-hmm. I don't know which one to choose. What happens is no choice is made. And for people mm-hmm. say, I have no idea what to choose, no choice is made. And right. so what happens is people sometimes will stay in the same general place year after year after year. So I lead them through a few processes throughout in the book to help them really pick something, because that ultimately is the answer. When we keep saying, I don't know what I should do, what my life purpose is, in a way that's a self-sabotage, mm-hmm. and by repeating that over and over, it becomes truer and truer. So once we make a decision, and, you know, the next question always for people who have that as what they say is, well, what if I make the wrong choice? And to which I usually say, well, you are making the wrong choice by not making a choice. Not making a choice mm-hmm. actually is a choice. One of my favorite quotes that I put in the book is from a man named Raymond Charles Barker, and he said, indecision is actually the individual's decision to fail. So making a choice, moving forward in some way, is can't be wrong. And that's why when you check in daily in this method, you check in daily, you can keep making adjustments. You mm-hmm. can keep changing things that aren't working. And I like to work in 90-day segments. That's why this workbook part is 90 days, because I can commit usually to something for 90 days versus the rest of my life or for a whole year or something. Right. But also, if I work in 90-day segments, every 3 months I can stop and reevaluate my life and say, is this choice that I made to move in this direction where I still want to go? And mm-hmm. if not, I've only invested 3 months in it. But now I'm moving. At least I'm moving somewhere, and I can now make a new choice and keep, reevaluating every 90 days.
You know, and a lot of times we actually do have to take direct guidance about what we do next. It's like we may think we want to go in a direction, but in meditation or in just the process of going in that direction and seeing the roadblocks that are really put in our way, we understand that may not be the best direction. So this checking in, I think that's very, very important. And you will get the self-correcting, the self-correction of the path, because yeah. you're checking in every day.
Every day. And we develop that muscle of checking in. A lot of times I've heard from people over the years where they say, I wished I could meditate, but I just don't feel like I have 30 or 60 minutes. And mm-hmm. I understand that. I think that ultimately they probably do, mm-hmm. but they don't, unless you are ready for it, I guess, you just don't feel like you are. But people have 5 minutes, and this is a way to begin that process, build that muscle of going within, hearing our soul, listening to our own life, and mm-hmm. it's just amazing. I did a workshop yesterday with a whole group of people, and one guy sat there in the audience when I said we were going to just do 5 minutes of checking in. He had his arms crossed, and he said, how is that going to help? Five mm-hmm. minutes, how is that going to help? I said, well, let's see what you think afterwards. We did 5 minutes. He mm-hmm. was bawling. He had written down so much stuff, and the stuff that he
really?
Had written were not things he thought what he was going to write down were things mm-hmm. like work harder, he mm-hmm. said, and things like answer so-and-so's email. And what
right.
came up for him was his soul saying, you need, this is, let me just shift it a little bit to protect his mm-hmm. identity. But basically
right.
what his soul came up and said was, you uh-huh. need to begin painting.
Uh-huh.
And I said, does that resonate with you in any way? And that's when he got tears in his eyes, and he said, mm-hmm. that's what I've always longed to do.
Right.
And
but
I said, wow,
that.
Here you are in this room, and
yeah.
your soul the first thing that happened was it didn't say answer another email. It didn't say return another call. It didn't say work harder. So just get some paints and start painting. And I said, what would happen in your life? How would your life be different if you listened to what your soul is asking you to do? He said, oh, I'd be so happy. He said, I'd be so joyful. He said, I'd look forward to it every day. And I said, that's the value of this work. Just stopping for 5 minutes, we can hear ourselves. We can hear our souls.
And you know, it's so easy these days to get consumed with all the little things that we have to do, the answering, you know, answering voicemails, doing emails, doing, you know, your day-to-day stuff that's just, you know, you have to do it. If you don't do it, you're going to get in trouble. But the problem is that it becomes consuming.
Yeah.
You end up with very little time to do your painting or your music or, you know, the things that are creative. And without creativity in your life, life does seem to become very black and white and gray and not very interesting.
I think that's true, and that's why I like this method, because it says you can still do all of those things, but the reason that you're feeling like your life isn't really going anywhere, even though you're doing all of those things, is because you're forgetting to do the most important things first.
Right.
And when we just stop and really listen to ourselves, and we do it consistently, not haphazardly, we really do it consistently, and we put those, we prioritize the things that come up for us in this 5 minutes each morning. When we do those things and make those a priority, it's interesting how we still have time for the other things. Whereas if we put the other things first, we don't have time for what we really want.
Right.
So when we really do reconnect and listen and do what it is our life is asking us to do, I've never seen where somebody gets a to-do list of 18 additional items to do. It's never that type of thing. It's always it's always something that somebody wants to do and either forgot or feels like it's not as important or something like that. And when we shift those priorities, 100% of the time, people's lives change. They become happier, lighter. They move toward their goals more quickly. And I can't think of anybody who has ever said that other things are getting lost in the shuffle. So
there really is enough time to live life.
There really is.
We're so busy.
And sometimes I think we like to say how busy we are, and we are, but being busy is a great way to avoid doing other things. And it's great to be busy, but sometimes it's a sabotage. It's a way that we avoid doing things that are important to us, because we know, I think, innately that if we do, our lives are going to begin to shift and change. And sometimes, you know, it's we think it's easier to just kind of keep life where it is now, but then that's the place where energy doesn't move. We find we're not happy. Life becomes stale or stagnant, so just doing simple movements every day, simple actions, positive actions, just changes everything.
You know, I wonder what would happen if somebody had the goal of asking life to move out of their life everything that was not good for them or, you know, beneficial. Has anybody tried that?
I don't know about that very thing. I've certainly seen where people have said, help me prioritize the most important things. And you know what's interesting? I've seen one of the first things that life rearranges is it removes certain people from their lives.
Yeah, well, people are big energy drains. I mean, they suck the energy out of other people very well. That really is quite important. If somebody if you're not in a relationship where it's a give and take, but a one-way street, and you're giving all the energy to them, absolutely.
And it's It's great. It is. You're right, and it's amazing how much space some of those people take up in our lives.
Or yeah, we feel obligated because of some, you know, maybe a contract we made with them sometime somewhere, or you know, just an obligation. But you're right. It just came to me now. I mean, that's why I'm asking you, because maybe what I need to do is something like that. Because I really don't. I've been blessed with so many things that, you know, I'm not in pursuit of things anymore, or money or relationships or anything. But the thought occurred to me that maybe I could have some certain things removed from my life that are aggravations.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the fact, you know, please don't send aggravating patients, you know, patients that don't really want to get well or don't want to follow through or are going to have a lot of trouble with their surgery, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just
yeah.
don't send
well,
them. You know,
and you can also
make them go somewhere else, you know.
That
alone would really help me, you know.
You could probably turn that around. Instead of saying, I don't want this,
mm-hmm.
you could say, I want more of that.
Right.
Of the
exactly.
thing you do
yeah.
want. And, you know, yeah. I've certainly worked with a lot of professionals over the years. And what's interesting is about them is that sometimes they will want to keep everyone they have that they're working with, but
mm-hmm.
when they gently let certain people go, their life becomes so much happier.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know it's probably a little different in your profession. But
well, I have 35 employees. Does that tell you a little bit?
Okay, that's yeah.
You know, I mean, we have a 10,000 square foot building here with 4 operating rooms and an international practice. I treat patients that are sick from their breast implants. So I'm the only person in the world that figured out chemical toxicity and biotoxicity from mold, and been on Monsters Inside Me twice now. And, you know, every time we're on, we get huge numbers of phone calls because people realize why they're sick.
Wow.
And we were just on last week. So
that's amazing.
You know, yeah. So, you know, I basically followed my guidance, which in meditation I was told to get Dow Corning silicone gel breast implants, and then 8 years later they failed. 30 grams leaked out of one side, and I got deathly ill. And I'm clairvoyant and a medical intuitive, so I figured out why I was sick. You know, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And then I had to figure out all the other problems that people have. You know, the intracellular infections, the viruses, the parasites, the, you know, all the critters that live in them because their immune system isn't working. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, I have no shortage of business. I have to figure out how to teach what I know to other doctors, because I'm turning 60 this week, and you know, we're all mortal. So, you know, it's a
happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, I'm just trying to figure out how best to put my knowledge into other people's hands so that these women won't be destined for, you know, a shortened life or a very painful life. Yeah.
Yes, that makes total sense.
So, but it is true that certain patients that come forth that are more trouble than you know, they don't get well because they don't do what they need to do, and you know, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
I am starting Angel Explant to help with the financial thing. So, you know, a nonprofit to help women who financially cannot afford the surgery or can't afford, you know, some of the other things we have to do for them. The medical
That's wonderful.
Treatments.
That's really wonderful.
So
that's a great. But, that's actually a great life goal right there. To
yeah,
you know,
I've
yet another way to
so
help
many
them.
Things. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
that's so
it's,
great.
It's
well, you
so
know,
much fun.
Blessed with so many things. This is Thanksgiving week. Even mm-hmm. as we're talking, and you know, one of the aha moments. This is related, but a little bit of a left turn. One of the aha moments I had doing this process for me was I did use this process to get out of debt. I did use it to start amassing money, and then I used it to create wealth. And then I thought, am I just going to keep using this process to just keep getting more money? I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah,
because
right.
after a while, when you have it,
you can only spend so much money.
You can only spend so much, and when you have it, you realize how unimportant it was. When before it seemed like it was the most important thing.
Right. No, your health is the most important thing. I can promise you that.
Totally, totally. In fact, I'm using it right now because I had gained some daddy weight. So I thought this is a perfect method to use that weight and get it off. But I've also used it for different spiritual qualities. I took St. Francis of Assisi's prayer and used that as a as a 90-day goal. Not that I accomplished, you know, it perfectly in 90 days, but it was a wonderful, you know, spiritual practice to do for a period of time. So we can use it for anything, and it can benefit anything and in any area of our life.
Can I give you a little bit of advice on the daddy fat?
Sure, yes.
We've come across a supplement, and it's got great science behind it. It's called Metazol, M-E-T-A-S-O-L, and it is a low molecular weight lyky polyphenol called oglinol. This has got a lot of scientific research behind it, but within 3 months, this will decrease belly fat. And it will do, you just take two a day. You don't have to decrease what you eat. But within 3 months, you drop, for me, or women, you drop a dress size. For men, their belly fat goes down. In patient after patient, we see their blood sugar come down, their blood pressure come down, their cholesterol and LDL come down, their triglycerides come down. And it just is a fabulous antioxidant that actually decreases belly fat. It's called Metazol, M-E-T-A-S-O-L. And again, you just take it. It's the answer for metabolic syndrome. Many of us have extra belly fat now because of probably the plastics in our environment, which cause endocrine disruption, as well as the some of the GMO foods that we're consuming that, that have an adverse effect.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's ubiquitous. I mean, we have belly fat in even in teenagers. So this is something to really, it's just so easy. It's just the easiest thing in the world. You take two a day, and within 3 months, your belly fat goes down, as proven on MRI.
Wonderful.
There's a bunch of published randomized double-blind studies, and so allow me to help you with your goal. Because
you,
you just
certainly did, and I'm going to go to...
Oh, yes. And it'll help your health all over because it's an antioxidant.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's great.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We put a lot of people on it, and everybody's gotten results. So, so you see, you state a goal, and people come forth to help you.
Well, this, you know what? That's actually true, and that's what's so interesting
is
when you move forward, things like this very thing that just happened between you and I happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I often tell people we feel like we have to do things all by ourselves, but really what happens is, when we start becoming engaged in our life, people like you or like me for other people show up and help them, or other people help them, and it's also fun to kind of go through a process like this with somebody else who you can match creative energies with, because that's also fun. It's like it's more fun to go to a gym when you have a gym buddy than doing it by yourself. It's more fun to really move towards something in your life with somebody who shares something similar in that way with you than it is sometimes doing it by yourself.
Yeah, you say in here, Buddha once said that if you want to get where you're going, walk with the people who are headed in the same direction.
Yes.
So that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and that not only in that Buddha saying, it's not only because it's more fun, but also you're surrounding yourself with people, so you're really flooding your life with the focus of the thing that it is that you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot of help out there, and some of the help is, you know, within you when you access your soul on a daily basis, and some of the help is without, and some of the help is you know, in the spiritual realm where things just show up for you that wouldn't if you hadn't focused and asked for certain things to happen.
Yeah. And when we do it, I say in the book that I really feel like a cornerstone of this is the idea of, I call it C and P, the letter C and the letter P. C stands for consistent, and P stands for persistent. And when we move forward and take positive action consistently every day, and especially the days that we don't want to, which is the persistent part, then what happens is we live life, we see those, we connect those dots, we see those synchronicities. We suddenly find ourselves in the right place at the right time, not in any kind of magical way, but just because now we're engaging in life, and life now has something to work with, versus coming home from work, getting a beer or a martini, sitting in front of the television, saying I'm so tired.
You're just zoning out, but you're not doing anything.
Life can't do anything with that, because you're not doing anything. There's no movement. Yeah. There's no energy happening. Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So that's what you mean by energy follows action. Every day, just making a little bit of action, then energy flows in and opportunities and synchronicities occur.
Absolutely. And it really does not have to be hours every day. Mm-hmm. Although, spoiler alert, if you continue to do it, you start increasing the amount of joy that you have in your day, where you do want to do more of the things that are positive, and you do want to take more of those positive actions every day. And, you know, the 5 minutes where you're accessing your wisdom every morning and the 5 minutes where you're summing up what happened that day at night, holding yourself accountable, in between those two five-minute periods, you're spending more and more of your day in the activities or the attitudes of what brings you more joy. I'm a real big believer that joy is something that really does change our life. And if we always err on the side of moving toward what brings us joy, then I think that's actually a great way to go through life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got really excited today because I treated a patient that had a bunch of different autoimmune diseases. And she had HLA B27, which can't take silicone. Any silicone it just causes a havoc with them. And so I discovered not only a metabolic defect in her methylation, but which is a problem, but also this HLA thing. And I said, your problem is primarily silicone. And she didn't have implants in, but we get silicone in the environment. We get silicone in our skincare products and in fabric softeners and, you know, all these different sources of silicone that don't even look like silicone on the bottle. They're called like dimethicone or something, you know, but that's silicone. And so she muscle tested really strong for a silicone detox program. Then I realized some of these people with these nonspecific autoimmune diseases needed silicone detox. That was really exciting.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with that. You know, just thinking that, oh my goodness, you know, silicone is really causing a problem with people that had no idea. And she came in for surgery on a completely different part of her body, you know. So.
And I have to say, something that brings me joy is talking to people like you for whom you do live a life purpose that has great meaning and brings you joy. And I mean, I've loved being on this book tour because I've been on radio shows, and each time I am, I learn something, and I get to speak to more people. And so, you know, it is that kind of joy. A lot of people in your position may have just said, "Oh, that's just something I learned," but you said that you took great joy in it, and that is really a choice. And I think it's. It's really wonderful for those of us listening to people who have that experience, and we get to learn and grow from that as well.
Yeah, it's we've got a lot of things we need to figure out in this world. The things I just told you about why everybody's gaining weight, you know, I mean, and a lot of people are gaining weight. Not everybody, but a lot of people are gaining weight, and they're not necessarily eating more. And you know, we have a lot of type 2 diabetics in our grade school kids now. That's insane, if you think about it. That's insane. I mean, we didn't have those problems. We didn't have 8-year-olds wearing bras when I was 8 years old. Nobody wore bra, okay? And what is that from? Estrogens, yes. The plastics act as estrogens, as well as having estrogens in the food supply. And we need to identify these problems and fix them, because we're going to shorten our lives and we're going to be miserable because of all these health problems.
Right.
And it's just,
But then you
part of my job is to identify all that, you know.
Right. And it seems like a lot of those are byproducts of greed and large corporations. And
it is. I mean, why? You know, I heard somebody say, "Why would you let a corporation that produces, you know, toxic chemicals control your food supply?" I thought that was cute.
Well,
we won't mention any names. So, well, we're coming up to the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
I'd love to. People can go to my website, which is joelfotinos.com, J-O-E-L, F as in Frank, O-T-I-N as in Nancy, O-S as in Sally. You can tell I've spelled that a lot. So joelfotinos.com. And the book is My Life Contract. I've been really just so grateful and really excited to see how many people have been doing the process and letting me know just how powerful it's been in their life. So, you know, for any listeners who have any kind of goal they want to move toward and just don't know how to do it, this is a great place to begin.
I just wanted to mention, one of my good friends here in Atlanta has Hampton Roads as her publishing company. Do you know Tricia McCannon?
I don't. What's her book?
Well, she has a couple of them. The Jesus book, it's got a long title, but it's about Jesus' lost years in the mystery school. And then her new book is on the goddess, but I don't know the exact title of it. I've interviewed her on, you know, a number of times on the radio show. I just thought you might know her.
No, I didn't, but you're out of Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, that's where I just flew back from today.
Really?
Yeah. And,
oh, my goodness.
I will be coming periodically because I enjoy working with the wonderful, wonderful community that is the Spiritual Living Center there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have Noetic Science here the third week of every month. We don't do it in December, but if you ever wanted to give a Noetic Science on your book, I'm sure people would be very interested in it.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, we're in Dunwoody. I don't know if you know where that is. It's outside the loop, you know, northeast, almost at the top of 285.
Okay, so, yeah.
But you can get anywhere in Atlanta on 285, as you know, so. It's not hard.
I'm trying to remember the. I was staying in Buckhead.
Yeah, it's about five. Well, if you drive as fast as I do, it's about 5 minutes from Buckhead, maybe 10 minutes with traffic. It's not.
Right.
It's not far. So, but yeah, if you ever want to do Noetic Science, let me know if you're in town.
I will. Thank you. And we could have been talking in person.
We could have been. So, just in closing, is there one piece of advice or words of wisdom you would like to leave the listeners with?
Okay, yes. One piece of advice that I would say is the great Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, said something. He said, whenever you have a thought or an idea, take action immediately in that same day.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And so what I would say to people is when you have a thought to do something, do it. Do it right then. I just have a very strong belief that we cannot delay the good in our life. We cannot allow ourselves to live one more day with the pause button pressed. Mm-hmm. So find some positive action. Think of it. Even just be quiet for a moment and just let a positive action to take come up in your mind and then take it that very moment if you possibly can. And
I think that's wonderful advice. I really
and
do.
And then rinse and repeat. Do it again and again. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's very good advice. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and also thanks for the delay when I was finishing seeing my patient. I appreciate you being patient with me.
Oh, that was no problem. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Well, thanks a lot. This is Dr. Susan Kolb. I've been interviewing Joel Fotinos on My Life Contract. I hope I didn't butcher your name too bad.
No, that's
there.
Right. Yep.
Okay. 90-day program for prioritizing goals, staying on track, keeping focus, and getting results. Please check out his website. You want to give that one more time, Joel?
JoelFotinos.com.
That's F-O-T-I-N-O-S.
Yep.
Join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.